Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, it's Deborah Leanne, and it is time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show. And at this juncture of early holiday season here, we are busy and triple booked and filled with all kinds of nonstop to-dos, and it's a good time to give ourselves the present or the gift of being present. And let's start by dropping in and getting present now. And then our topic today is around voice, value, and vision. And there's and the unique link that ties those concepts together. So, feeling our feet planted on the floor and just allowing our energy to meet the beautiful gravity of Mother Earth's energy, feeling the heaviness of our feet as they melt, just like lovers running to meet the energy of our loved ones, right? That beautiful freedom, that pleasure, that joy that comes when two entities or people or souls love each other, they want to meet and hold each other. And that's what we get to have with Mother Earth. So we just let our feet send our tendrils of our energy down, and then we allow her energy to meet us and sustain us and to send us up some cleansing and some rejuvenating and some additional energy to support us. We don't have to carry it all ourselves. We constantly can tap in to this beautiful resource that's always there for us. So once we just turn on that connection, we'll just let that flow. And then we take our attention and send it to our root chakra, our butt, sitting in our seat. Our hips can move back and forth. Our sits bones can feel the beauty and the support of the chair that we're in. And we just revel in that, like sitting in our mother's lap. It's just this beautiful, we're being held, we're being supported. And very often women feel like there isn't anyone holding or supporting us or meeting us with our wild and untamed energies. So just let that happen, that being held. If you can, feel your back against the chair. Pretend like it is something so beautiful, like it is the being held by our lover who's standing behind us, being held by a beautiful big oak tree that we're sitting up against, and just allow that energy to just support us, to feed us, to nurture us, to nourish us. See, we don't have to do all of the nurturing and nourishing. We can, because we've got somebody taking care of us all the time. And then we're going to call in our breath and allow our breath to come in through our nose and then to be extended all the way down the back of our spine. And again, down to our lower belly. And this time, let's just send it all the way down to our feet. As we sigh and we feel that reverberation, which I, since with I'm still getting over my lost voice and I have a bit of a froggy voice, it definitely resonates in a different way in my system. And there's this low timbre of that, I think it's called the vagus nerve, and it allows that to just like a a piano string or a harp string. It allows that, as the energy of our breath goes by it, it reverberates. And it sends off a beautiful message to our system that we are safe. We're safe in this moment. And saying that is almost like allowing our whole body to realize that we can slow down. We can be in this present moment. And this is a rare thing because we're always, and I'll speak for myself, I am very often way out ahead of myself. I love to strategize and plan for the future and, you know, brainstorm and dreamstorm and heartstorm, you know, what could be, what our future could look like, what's going to happen on an upcoming event. How can I bring more of me to each of those places? And that's a great question. How can I bring more of me if I am not in me now? So take your arms out in front of you, and just like you're grabbing around a tree or you're getting ready to reach out and hug someone, pull that energy that's out in front of you back into you and allow it to settle in the throne of your body temple. One of my teachers and mentors has actually been calling it the throne of my becoming, or the temple of my becoming. And it is the only place where we need to be in this moment, and actually in every moment. So we'll just allow ourselves to sit back, feel our spine erect, allowing that energy to flow through our system, through our vertical core, from our root all the way up through our throat chakra. And then we'll pay attention while those things are happening to dusting off our aura at the top of our head and allowing our unique, beautiful band or spotlight or beam of golden energy to come down through our system. And we want it to penetrate, not just splash off of us. And many women have a very difficult time with this, of allowing it to penetrate through our crown. And there's a lot of reasons for that we could go into. But right now, let's just pretend like we can actually pull away the top of our head and allow that golden star, moon, sun, angel, god light to come down through the top of our head and spiral through our system in a way that cleanses, relaxes, heals, and calms all of our energy centers. So we've got this beautiful kind of silvery energy coming up from Mother Earth, that physical yin feminine type of energy. And we've got this beautiful golden light coming down, our divine connection. And we want those two energies to meet, because that is where the alchemy of who we are here to be, our unique brilliance and light, gets lit. It's where it's almost like Mother Earth energy coming up is a gas, and Mother and Father or divine energy coming down through our system is this spark. And between those, they light our fire. And that fire is our drive. It's our unique brilliance. It is our light that is unique, has never been here before, and will never be here again. It's the blend of all of the parts of us. It is the blend of our unique color and voice and talents and experience. And that is where we want to come from, that space, that light. And I want to see if you can focus on keeping that light within you and not sending it out to everyone else, but filling up our container, our temple first, allowing that light to just permeate and warm and fill us with this intensity of the love and spirit that we are. And our connection between our physical and divine self is in the bridge of our throat chakra. We are very often carrying around the DNA of the trauma of being too brilliant, too wise, too magical, too much of a healer, too in touch with Mother Earth. And it's time for us to heal that. And so our throat chakra, no accident, right, that I would lose my voice in the last week. Our throat chakra is where we house who we are, how we explain who we are to the world, how we show up to the world, what our value is to the world. And if we cannot own our value, it is very difficult for us to ask for what we need in the world, for us to take up space in the world, for us to claim our own body temple as ours, as uniquely my space that no one gets to enter without an invitation. So let us just allow the deepest breath to go all the way down into our first and second chakra, allowing that fire energy to create a big flame in that area. That is our power center. And you can see the flame. You can turn it up or turn it down based on how much you really want to show up in the world. And when we do, and we focus on that area, and we stay internal and just shine our light from the inside out, that is what creates a magnetic attraction. That is how we can be seen for our true essence. This is not where I would say 95-98% of women tend to come from. We tend to be outside of us, wanting to fill ourselves up and be loved by being out there in everyone else's space, loving them up. We're in our children's lives. We're in our loved ones' space. We're over or outside doing and loving from out there, from our heart focused out. And interestingly enough, when we are the most lovable is when we turn that and we mirror it back in to us. Because coming from that place, people don't feel that we need anything from them. They feel safe. They feel connected. There's a trust. And there's it's a safer and more sacred space of loving from. And this is a very difficult thing for many women to do because our heartstrings are so tugged all the time by those that we love that we turn around and we focus out on that person to the detriment of us. And let me say that again. We focus outward on the ones we love so much to the point where we are not taking care of ourselves. There is a beauty in self-care, in rituals of reconnecting to our essence and our spirit and our heart, that if it's not practiced on a regular basis, creates illness, creates a disconnection with our body, creates a disconnection with our soul. And then sometimes things happen to remind us that we really are here. Some people get sick. Some people go through some pretty traumatic stuff. And it puts them into depression, which actually, I believe, is a great way to heal, because it forces us to slow down and be with the yuck that we haven't wanted to look at, that we've been running from all of our lives. So the biggest thing here is every time we find ourselves reaching forward to go out and love on somebody else, let's turn it around first and say, am I loving me right now? And from loving me and filling me up with me, then I'm much more capable of just showing up and being loved by others. I think we've turned love into a verb that is an action. And I'm wondering if we can't turn that around to having it be more of a state of being, where we're not acting, we're not moving forward, we're in the state of love. What would our world be like if everyone was coming from that state of love and loving from there? One of my very first Divine Feminine teachers years ago at a women's retreat taught us that we are love, loving. And that has stuck with me, and I bet it's been, I don't know, 19, 20 years ago now, and it was such a beautiful statement that it's still something I think about every day. I am love, loving. And it's funny because every time I have a new expansion in my spiritual and consciousness awareness, whatever you want to call that, another healing, another releasing, it takes on a little bit different meaning. And after this recent huge awareness around growing into my heart space, it has an even deeper meaning for me. Because when I'm coming from that loving space and filled up with my own absolute adoration and love for me, I've been told that it's much easier for people to be with me. They don't feel that they're being, they weren't using the word invaded, but that I'm in their space, you know, kind of crowding their space. And what's fun is playing with, if I sit back in me, what happens? All of a sudden, I've had a couple of men ask me out. All of a sudden, I've had people call me saying, I'm interested in what you do. When is your next workshop? I've had people, it's like I'm doing less. Notice the point. I am doing less, and I am creating a bigger and wider magnetic field. Interestingly, checks have shown up in the mail. That's a book for next year, Money, Men, and Magic. I want to play with this energy a little bit more before I actually feel like I can write it down. What I'm learning and what I'm wanting to share with you is how important it is to sit back and be still. Be with you. You being in you and me being in me can create something very powerful together. Because we're not two half-filled or one-fourth-filled vessels trying to fill ourselves up and using up all of our energy on that versus coming fully filled, fully embodied, in who we are and our essence. And from there, oh my God, the power is palpable. The creative power is a synergy that makes 1 plus 1 equal 11 or more, grander than that. So the voice piece is critical. The value piece of owning our value in that throat chakra, which is so tied to our voice and our expression of ourselves. And this is where vision comes into play, because the vision of who we are and what we're here to do in the world will be able to find us if we stop and listen and value that we are really powerful in our own right. Without seeking anything outside of us, if we just look inside, oh my God, there is a galaxy of amazing things that we could choose to do in this lifetime. And my experience is a lot of women select a future or a life or a vision that is it's limited, you know? It's, well, this is probably doable, so I can do this. What if it didn't have anything to do with what was doable? What if it had to do with something that you dearly desired to create? And you held that heart's desire deep and close and in the temple of your heart space, in that beautiful gold and silver alchemy of the goblet that you're holding in your temple, and you put that goblet in there, and you cherished it every day and took a sip and went, oh my God, that's the most amazing, amazing thing. Creating that is going to be, I'm just so excited that it's all in process. It's all happening now. And that's the next piece, is the trusting. Just allowing. And receiving the support and the love and the energy that is always there for us to receive if we step into the flow. If we sit in the middle of the flow and we stop interrupting it. It's hard to sit still, especially for us right now. And we are not, one of my teachers was in Japan teaching the Art of Feminine Presence recently, Rachel Jane, and she said it was fabulous for her. It was her second trip there. Last year she went and she taught about 60 women how to become teachers of this body of work, this energetic practices and exercises that enhances a woman's ability to create and radiate and own her feminine power. After teaching them, these women took it to heart and they practiced and they applied discipline, and they work daily to become masters of this work within their own body. They've taught it, they've shared it, and they came back for teacher level 2 in the last few weeks. And Rachel Jane was blown away by seeing what these women have accomplished in 1 year by practicing this work. It was humbling. And it was sacred, and it was the beginning of a whole new relationship to how powerful this work really is for her, for these women, and for the rest of us around the world that are playing in these practices. What I'm wanting to point out to you is that Americans don't do that. Our culture tends to be about, okay, we've learned that, check it off the list. I've got my license. I can hang it on the wall that I'm qualified to teach at level 1 and level 2. But I don't practice these every day. Weekly, maybe. But even then, I'm not teaching it enough to enough women to feel like I am totally mastering these exercises. And so that is my thing this year, is I don't need to go and learn anything more. There is enough wisdom within me that I could stay and relearn each of these on so many different levels and have that much more to offer my clients and organizations in the communities I serve. So my vision has expanded. I now feel like I can see in a 360-degree fashion. And it's all around me. It's down below, it's up above, it's within, as well as north, south, east, and west. And these seven directions or seven centers of wisdom are always there for me to pull upon at any time. And I look forward to sharing more of those with you because I want more people, more women especially, to walk with me on this path of coming from a place where we are totally full and that we've totally fallen in love with ourself, our spirit, our inner world. Deb, is how do we stay in that essence and go out into the world? And that's where I'm playing and that's where I'm teaching. Because we need to all be in our bodies, owning our beautiful wisdom and intuition and compassion and courage. And we can do that really well when we're in meditation or when we're in our own space. But taking that out into the world is the first place where women hide. We either project and we tell everybody what to feel and what we who we are, or we hide and turn off our light and shrink. Which one are you, I wonder? Do you shrink or do you overly amplify, which comes across as a, a very sour note, you know, something that's not in harmony. It doesn't ring true. And people run from it. It doesn't create connection. So let's continue on this path of opening more deeply as to who we are within, expressing our value through our voice in the world, sharing our vision in safe, small, conscious connections so that we have the support and the energy and the know-how to take our visions forward, because it's not just about us, ladies. This is bigger. This is not the kind of work you can do on your own. And I heard this recently, and I love it. The day of the lone wolf is over. Let's create a pack, a community, a circle where we can take our visions forward, off the shelf, out of our dream head, and create the change in the world we want to see. Until our next time together, take excellent care of you. Shine your light brightly and let's stay connected. Bye-bye.